Roy Waits, please.
Just a moment.
Sure.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Roy. My name is Ethan. I'm with Australian Scapes. You're the president of Rose City Warwick Probus Club. Is that correct?
That's right.
Great. Well, Mr. Roy, we have an idea for you and your member that will guarantee up to 40 to 60% of your members' away trips. As I mentioned, I'm Ethan with Australian Skates, and we're currently setting up Probus Travel Club to give their member access to much more affordable trip options. This is actually recognized by the head office. You can verify with Monica from marketing. By any chance, did you receive our introduction email?
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay. Well, my purpose in calling today is to get you to answer a few questions so we can understand how to save you money off your future trip. I will then send you some information to show others at the meetings. This will take about 7 to 10 minutes, not unless you have questions. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Thank you, Mr. Roy. We're all about affordability and simplicity. The idea, as I mentioned, is to save your club and you 40 to 60% of their way trip and day tours. Your members are currently paying way too much at the moment, and we've done a few comparisons as well with Trade Travel. Just to mention, they have one trip listed for 6 days to Fraser Coast and Harvey Bay, charging around $2,400 per person, and we can actually do the same trip, $800 per person, with similar experience, all top quality. Ours is much more independent and affordable. So if you don't mind, can I go ahead and record this call for training purpose and continue with the short service style questions?
Oh yeah, if you like, can be right.
Thank you, Mr. Roy. I really appreciate that. Well, when you're considering getting away as a group, Mr. Roy, are you members more interested in doing affordable short-range trip, 1 to 3 nights within a few hours of drive, or longer trip, more than 7 days, or just a day trip?
Our members are more day trip people. We have two clubs here in Warwick. We're the Rose City Probus Club.
Okay.
There's also the Warwick Combined Club. The Warwick Combined Club do go away for more extended times than we do.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, Mr. Roy,
we're 1 day.
Day trip.
The standard's 1 day.
We'll definitely be able.
But individually, people go away. You know what I mean? So as a club.
Right, right. Well, even for the day trip, short trips, we'll be definitely able to save you 40 to 60% for those trips as well. And looking at this year, Mr. Roy, do your club have any trips planned out at all?
Not at this stage. We've got our AGM coming up, so we're not. You know, we're going to have a changeover, so it'll depend on the new people.
Oh, definitely. We just wanted to get a point of view from your perspective with the experience with the club with the past years. Well, approximately how many members do you have that usually likes traveling occasionally?
Let me see. See, the last trip we did, we actually went with the combined club. We both hired, you know, we hired one bus.
Mm-hmm.
And filled the bus. I think there was only about 14 people, 14 or 15, I think, went from our club.
Okay.
Yeah. It's one of those things that depends on the day and who's available and where it's going, that sort of thing.
Oh, no, you're right about that. Well, some of the ideas that we have for you that might interest you in the future, including short-range self-guided trips via bus and transportation with great value accommodation for 1 to 7 nights, day tours, and at least 1 or 2 group dinners. This type of trips can be done for anywhere between 40 to 60% less than travel trade, saving you a lot of money. And this is much more of an independent style of trip. In your opinion, do you feel that some of your members might be open or be interested in a more affordable trips in the future?
Oh, yeah. People are always looking at what's going, what offers are going. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, great. Well, where have your members been on trips in the past few years? Can you name a place, place or two?
We've confined ourselves to the local area. So Toowoomba would be the furthest. Toowoomba, Wellcamp, Stanthorpe. We haven't been about Bow Desert. I think Tambourine. We went that far, but you know, but that's about, you know, a day trip extent from here.
Oh, all right. And what places have the members already indicated an interest in visiting in the future? Your members or you, you on your own?
Oh, well, I can't really answer that question. We haven't really asked.
How about you? Or where would you like to visit? Some places you already have visited in the past. Wouldn't mind going back in the future?
Well, places we haven't been is, Longreach, for the Stockman's Hall of Fame, that sort of thing, and those areas up into the Gulf Country, we'd be interested in going to.
Oh, all right. Well, our research with Probus in regards to trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what the members want. How do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing?
We just do a survey. Say, look, or we organise a trip and say, look, how many want to go onto this trip? So our trips organiser will come up with some ideas and a plan and say, okay, this is what we got in mind. What about it?
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, working out travel style that might suit your member can be challenging because everyone's different. Some like fully structured tours and others like more flexibility and independence. Have you ever done, you mentioned a survey, have you ever done an email survey of your members to find out more about what type of trip they're interested in doing, travel style, budget, and so on?
No, we haven't.
Okay. Well, I just want to point this out. Our email survey are very extremely valuable tool because they remove the guesswork out of the planning process. The advantage to you is, of course, it's a lot less time consuming, and you'll get an accurate input, and that will help you plan out the trips. They're generally done anonymously. We just collect the response and generate a report for you. We don't actually see any names or any other information. In your opinion, do you feel that an email survey might be advantage to you or to your member?
Oh, yeah, could be. Yeah, that could be something we could do.
Oh, great. Well, from what do you already know about the members in regarding to trips, Mr. Roy, on a scale 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important are the following? Affordability, I believe that will be very important to you and your club members.
Oh, yes, affordability.
Value for money?
Yeah.
Well, how about flexible travel options to suit different budgets. This means having a choice of different types of styles and travel to suit different budget. How would you rate that for you or your club members?
Well, that's probably going of another consideration. They're going to be wanting to look at that.
Oh,
That's fairly high.
Oh, yes. Well, Mr. Roy, are there any other factors that comes in mind that are important to you or to your member?
Oh, access.
Accessibility.
No, we've got a couple. We've got a few people on wheelie walkers and people who are not on wheelie walkers but have difficulty walking. We've got to have access to them, that sort of thing.
And comfort. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Roy, some clubs have one or more committee members who usually looks after the tours and travel. Do you have anyone in charge helping you with this process?
Yeah, we have one person at the moment. Yep.
Okay. What is their name, if you don't mind sharing?
Well, this could change. We've got our AGM coming up in a couple of weeks' time, but it's Margaret Fay at the moment.
Miss Margaret? Oh, all right. Well, Mr. Roy, organizing travel plans, getting competitive pricing, and communicating with members seems quite a task. In your opinion, what do you feel your travel organizers need to help you with the most? Communicating with members, proposing different trip options, or help you with everything in general?
Oh, they do the whole thing. They work out the whole thing.
Oh, all right. Well, this will be the last question, Mr. Roy. We would definitely like the opportunity to prove our value to you because we know we can save you money from anywhere up to 40 to 60% of your domestic and away trips and travel, making it a lot more affordable. Would you be open to maybe shopping around to get better price on your trips?
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right. Well, Mr. Roy, if you don't mind, would you mind sharing your email address so maybe I could send you some relevant information regarding the travel options in the future?
Well, if you send it to our club address, if you send it to the club address, it will go to the right person.
Okay. The email address I have here, I'd just like to verify, is atrmay77@yahoo.com.au.
Well, that's my address. Yeah, that's okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Roy. Well, Mr. Roy, this actually completes our survey. We'll definitely go ahead and send you some information shortly in the email. And this is actually quite a big step for Probus clubs as well because you'll be getting a access to a whole lot of price deals. And we're currently offering 2 years free membership service for Probus Club as well. We'll go ahead and send all that information in the email. And if you don't mind, can we go ahead and maybe contact you in the future to see how you feel?
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll send the information on to our travel coordinator. If you have that understanding, that's what I'm going to do with it.
Oh, no, definitely. We totally understand.
Well, I'll refer it to them, and they can handle it from there.
Oh, okay. Well, definitely. Thank you for your time, Mr. Roy. We'll go ahead and send you those emails and hopefully talk to you in the future.
Okay.
Thank you for your time, sir. Have a wonderful day.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.